And all down this, right on that street there, I used to work and go there and clean up their house for, and cross over that way. I used to, Miss he used to, fireman, that fireman that he used to work at the fire truck there on Spring Street. I used to work for him down right over there, I did, and stayed there, babysit at night, and I was way out there getting my my girl back there and daughter back there not sleep. And coming through that, coming home that night, somebody was standing over in the, over that way, a man, color fellow, and it scared me. Down I went. But I didn't hurt myself. Oh, I didn't hurt myself. The next day they called the doctor to see was I all right. And I used to be, and my sister said, you didn't hear me. That's what she was waiting for. Her friend was waiting for her to come down. And you ain't had no business staying out there at nighttime. You ought to be in the house like you is. So well, the people was nice to me and everything. You know, they treated me nice. And the girls all and the boys all used to play with my children and used to go over there and all. And the used to live on Garden Street. I used to help her out some. And then we cook, like she cook a big dinner for Christmas. There we go. Come over to have dinner with them. So I say all around was nice around, treating me nice, they did. And I used to go over there and help her. Now she's dead now. Got children every time they see my children, they ask me how I am, Macy. Because you know I look like I raised them up, you know, when she was where they are now. So Sagay and Joe Frank, their name. So that's where I taken care of them days.
What would you call land that is a grassland used for raising hay or something?
Hay or something? A lawn?
Well, do you ever hear of a meadow or a prairie?
Prairie? No.
And say if you had some land that was swampy to get the water off, you'd say you wanted to
Dry it up or something.
What would you dig to get the water off?
The mud?
Or
Mud. Drink the mud up to get to be dry. And then put some more dirt to it to dry it up.
What do you call the thing along the edge of the road to carry the water off?
Like sand or something?
Or they have something that's dug out.
A road.
Well, do you ever hear of a canal or a ditch?
Oh, like a ditch. They used to have a ditch the water to run through, run down. Well, that's the way we was living down when we first moved to come down here. They had a ditch all on this side and a ditch on the other side where the water used to run down. And all after we got down here, they covered it all over. Covered it up then.
And say if you'd had a heavy rain, and the water cut out a big area like that, washed a lot of dirt away. You'd call that a
like a mud hole or something.
Do you ever hear of a ravine or a gully?
Something like a gully with water around it.
What's a gully like?
That's something like a mud hole or something like that.
And a small rise in land, where the land goes up a little, you call that a
small, what'd you say?
Where the land goes up, where it's higher, that would be a
that's a high land?
Or you say their house is up on
on high land. And the other one's down on low land.
And say if something real big like that would be a Well, if the land goes up pretty big, you could call that a would you call it a mound or
mountain or something? Mountain?
What's smaller than a mountain?
Little land, and then a big land, something like that.
And to open the door, you take hold of the door?
Your doorknob.
Do you you ever use the word knob talking about land?
No.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp is called the
ocean.
Okay. And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you'd call that a...
the sea?
Or up in the mountains, a low place between the mountains would be a...
ocean? A lane or something?
Uh-huh. And, you know, on television, the gunfighters, for every man that they'd kill, they'd take their gun and cut
a little hole in it.
Uh-huh. And a small stream of water, you'd call that a...